Now on Radio 4, it's time for You and Yours with Winifred Robinson in Salford.
Hello, welcome to Radio 4's consumer programme. Today, the con men posing as Green Deal assessors. I've been speaking to the Energy Minister about better ways to publicise the real Green Deal. Do it better.
I've flooded my cousin's bathroom twice, so I feel that not a good idea to do that sort of thing again.
Please tell us about the DIY that you most regret. Email You and Yours at bbc.co.uk or text us 84844, or you can tweet at BBC Radio 4. The hashtag is You and Yours. It obviously takes years for tradesmen to learn that thing where they suck their teeth and say, that's going to cost you. But some of their other skills, like plastering and plumbing, they take a shorter time to master. At least that's the claim of DIY courses, where for a few hundred pounds, you can learn to skim your own walls and replace your own pipes. We asked Adam Kirtley to find out what's on offer, and his first stop was to Chris Gare's house in Farnborough in Hampshire. Chris is a DIY enthusiast.
I went on a plastering course back in early January, and it's something I've always wanted to do for many years because I've been a DIYer all of my life and I've filled many holes and things, but I needed to redecorate my bathroom. There's no doubt it needed plastering, so I thought that I would try and acquire a new skill and have a go at it myself. So I went on a two-weekend DIYer course.
And how did you find the course?
They threw me in right at the deep end, as they do with everybody, on plastering a ceiling. I feel that quite competent enough to have a go at decorating my bathroom in my house.
Let me be the judge of that.
Well, here is my newly completed bathroom, Adam.
I have to say, at first sight, Chris, it looks pretty good. Put the lights on.
All four walls and the ceiling. I had to go back to the brickwork in many places in the bathroom because I had to strip off all the old tiles.
If I'm honest, there's the odd little blip, which you may have complained to a professional plasterer.
Well, the odd little blip, again, is just lack of experience.
Chris did the course over two weekends at the nearby Silver Trowel Training Centre in Ashvale. The course cost £349 and can be done during the week. Colin Teagle, a lifelong plasterer himself, started the company 4 years ago after a shoulder injury. He showed me round.
Chris is the trainer here at Silver Trowel, and he's taken our five-day DIY candidate through his hawk and trowel techniques. We break it up into small stages. We'll go through the mix that's required, how it's mixed, and then that's poured onto the spot board, and then the candidates get an opportunity to practice the hawk and trowel techniques.
My name's Brian Favour. I'm on day two of my course.
Brian, nice to talk to you. Why have you come on the course and how's it been so far?
Been pretty good. I'm here because I've got quite a few jobs around the house and I'm too tight to pay a plasterer to do the job.
And they let you actually on a wall?
This is what I did yesterday. We started off with a ceiling and then you put the walls on and then you tape all this stuff and that basically just covers the gaps. So when I get round to plastering, that sort of secures the actual gap so it won't crack. And
are you confident? Do you think this is a nice job you've done with the plasterboard, but of course you've got to make the plaster on top of it smooth.
Well, that's
now.
It. That's not particularly worried about, but, you know, apprehensive how I'm going to do, really. But, you know, it seems pretty good.
So, Chris, you're the trainer this week. Brian is about to do his first ever bit of plastering on a wall. He's mixing his plaster up now. Is plaster expensive?
No, plaster is a very inexpensive material. You can do a whole house, re-skim an entire property for £50 or £60 worth of materials, whereas to get a plaster in will cost you £5,000 or £6,000 in a decent-sized place.
Do you have to be practical to do this?
Not at all. There was a certain week we had the chief cellist from the Royal Philharmonic Orchestra. Anyone can come in and sort of feel confident with it in a very short amount of time.
Brian, you've put your stud wall up. This is your first actual practical bit of plastering. Do you mind if I hang around?
No, you're more than welcome, but no laughing.
Hey, Brian, that looks pretty good.
I'm amazed myself, actually.
Teacher, Chris, what do you reckon?
Very good so far. He's now put a nice framework in and now he's just got to fill the middle in. Easy as that.
Of course, it isn't just plastering that you can learn about. You can do DIY courses in carpentry, painting and decorating, and, of course, plumbing. Now, there's serious money to be saved here, as a plumber can cost £400 a day. I know, I've used one. I'm heading to Eastleigh College to join day one of a plumbing course led by Richard Gain.
Okay, a couple of ways of cutting copper pipe. Pipe slice, OK? Get me various.
I'm Miles, and I'm on the course to get a basic understanding of plumbing. I've tried to sort of do a few bits and bobs around the house, but not with any sort of skill or understanding myself really how to do it. Just having a go, really.
I'm Sean, and I'm here basically. I've flooded my cousin's bathroom twice, so I feel that not a good idea to do that sort of thing again, so better to have a knowledge.
But what you'll notice, using one of those, you'll get a little burr inside it.
I'm Helen Taunton, I'm the community coordinator.
Helen, the students are busy bending pipes and soldering pipes behind me. Just how popular is this sort of DIY plumbing course?
They are extremely popular. The majority of courses of this type run 3 times a year, so they run each term, and certainly this academic year every course has been full. They want the skills to be able to do the work themselves because it will save them having to pay somebody else to come in and do the work for them.
And this is a 10-week course, I think. I mean, how much progress is made in your experience? Do they come out the other end fairly confident?
We are confident that most of our learners achieve what they want to.
Now, Alex, you're about to set to with this flame, aren't you?
I'm heating up the pipe, putting the flux onto it to create a contact. But that'll do.
Not bad for day one, but can you learn on these basic courses to a standard that replaces the professional? I'm off to Winchester to meet Paul Perkins. Oh, hello, you must be Paul.
Yeah, hi, Adam.
Paul, you're a proper plasterer.
Well, thank you very much, Adam. It's very kind of you to say so.
How difficult was it to learn from scratch?
Well, my apprenticeship lasted almost 4 years. One of the longest in the building trade, actually. I mean, for the first year, I wasn't even allowed to touch a plastering tool.
Is it a skill that you continue to learn about year on year?
I think I almost learn something new every day, because the type of backgrounds vary so much what you may be plastering onto that there's always something that you come up against that perhaps you haven't before.
You plaster for Osborne's, who look after Winchester City Council's council houses, but you also do your own customers as well, don't you?
I do, yes. The trowel which you use to produce the finish, it must have taken me at least 2 to 3 years to get the wrist movement. A lot of plastering is about feel and touch. It's knowing when to touch the plaster and when to leave it alone.
A lot of people, Paul, will go on courses such as the plastering one I've been looking at.
Sure.
Do you think they can, in, I don't know, 8-10 weeks at evening classes, can they learn that level of skill?
My personal experience, I'd have to say probably not.
Paul, have you ever had to go in and undo somebody's botch or somebody's mess?
I got a call 3 or 4 years ago now, and a chap had a go at plastering himself on a plasterboard backing. On arriving and turning up to view the job, there was a mess of handprints, and he actually gave up on using the plastering trowel for a smooth finish and decided that he could probably get a better finish with his own palm of his hands.
So what did he do?
Smoothed it all nice and PVA'd, smooth finish. It came up lovely, so he was very happy.
That was Paul Perkins speaking to our reporter Adam Kirtley. This is You and Yours, Radio 4's consumer programme.